So the Medrash says, we're in, I guess, Ot Bet of Perik Bet, Davar Acher, an alternate understanding in the words of the Pasuk, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbat. So we had seen previously that this is a song for that day, which is complete Shabbos, the world to come, Olam Haba. And now the Medrash says, what is Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbat? The song is Shemashbit Min HaOlam, that he causes to cease from the world. So he's causing the orders of nature to cease. There's a time when the world will reach a point that nature won't be what it is today. So that's the song David HaMelech said, the song for that day, that things will cease to be from the world. So that's an alternate understanding the Medrash is giving us. Now, Davar Acher, or else another alternate understanding is, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbat, the song in honor of the day of Shabbos, Ze Yom Shvi'i La'Olam. This is the seventh day of the world. And what does that mean? Ul Motzei Shabbat, at the end of that seventh millennium, Ze Olam Haba, then we hit the world to come. That first we'll hit a period of Shabbat in the world, and then after the seventh millennium we hit Olam Haba, which seems to have been the way of the Medrash that we saw last time also, that it's after the seventh millennium that we'll hit Olam Haba, she'en bo mita l'olam l'olme olmaya, that there's no death for the world or the world of the worlds, then bo lo chet v'lo avon, and in this world to come there's no sin by mistake, there's no sin done on purpose, v'lo makot, no hitting, v'lo maldut, no rebellion, no putting down, ela kol echad v'echad misamech v'chochmato v'tvunato, but rather each and every one makes happy with his understanding, with his wisdom, minayin lecha, how do you know that? Teda lecha shuken, I'll prove it, you should know that it's so. Go and learn from God. Shesamach b'David b'olam hazeh, that he was happy with David in this world. V'chodshken b'olam haba, and certainly he'll be happy with him in the world to come. Sheneimar ve'ele divrei David achaonim, as the verse says, and these are David's last words. So said David the son of Yishai. So said the man who took upon himself the yoke. I am the anointed one of the God of Israel, and I'm the one who gives beautiful song for the Jewish people. So we see that he concluded the verse by calling himself Ne'im Zmirot Yisrael, the one who sang pleasant songs for Israel. And we say that this is a reference to the fact that God was happy with David because he learned Torah day and night, and he learned it out loud, and he learned it with a tune. So therefore, he's called Ne'im Zmirot Yisrael, the one who has pleasant songs for Israel. So we see that when a person reaches a state where he could just be happy with his Torah and learn out of joy, that's the state of being happy with his wisdom, with his understanding, so then Hashem is happy with him when he himself can make his learning into the pleasant, beautiful song that the learning is supposed to be. That's the proof that the Medrash brought.